Probably not.
Also in that interview, Ed Gillespie says President Trump was a, quote, big factor in the turnout last month in which Gillespie lost to Democrat Ralph Northam. Jurors in Alexandria Federal Court are hearing from an FBI informant who played a key role in a sting against a former Metro police officer who's now accused of trying to provide aid to ISIS. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,505, the NASDAQ at 68,62. Sports, the Wizards rally but lose in Brooklyn. The Caps beat Colorado. College basketball, Maryland wins, George Mason loses. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
You know, we talk about stuff here that needs to be talked about.
Well, I love your show.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
No doubt about that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done. So when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, a lot going on, and we're in recovery mode. Virginia, Interstate 95. What happened? Well, it was a crash northbound near the Fairfax County, or up near the Franconia Springfield Parkway. Excuse me. It's now cleared, and pretty much just I'm seeing one car left on the shoulder, but major delays coming out of Dale City. So that's where we're all hung up getting across the Occoquan through Lorton and Newington. Now, once you get through there, we're pretty much up at speed on either loop of the Capitol Beltway. 395 wasn't seeing too much of a delay, and it made me nervous. We had a broken down car, 395 at Duke Street in the left lane, and now the VDOT truck behind it with its arrow board on, so safely blocking that left lane, 395 north Duke Street. Now 295 north, oh man, we're almost a continuous delay here off the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge. This is the northbound side, and that's to get onto the bridge and onto the freeway crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. In on 50, as you head inside the Beltway, Maryland, looking better. The crash near 410 now out of the travel lanes. Now everybody can filter beyond that, so stop and go down to New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine mixed with some clouds today. Windy 37, will feel colder with a wind chill. Low 30s tonight, suburbs colder with some flurries and snow showers. Could dust the ground in spots, maybe a light accumulation. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Still quite windy and cold, 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 17 in Stafford, 19 in Gaithersburg, 23 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Irma, the Vegas shooting, and Matt Lauer are among 2017's top Google searches. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
All right, busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning. Coming up, E.W. Jackson running for Senate in Virginia, joining us in a few minutes here. 7:45, we'll be joined by Maryland Delegate Kathy Zaliga. 8:05, Byron York of the Washington Examiner. I'm Vince Colonnaise. In today for the vacationing Mary Walter is Daniel Halper. He's a contributing editor at the Washington Free Beacon. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, hey, hey. Great to be here.
Also joining us right now, James Rosen. He's the chief Washington correspondent on the Fox News Channel. James, good morning, sir.
We almost have the makings of a good poker game right here. Vince, Dan, myself.
Almost. Mike McKay's here, too. I know he's good at poker.
All right.
So, James, you know, let's talk about something that you've been reporting on. You've got an incredible exclusive this week on Fusion GPS and some specifics of the DOJ's connection to Fusion GPS. What is that connection, and what have you discovered?
Sure. So just to make sure our listeners understand, Fusion GPS is an opposition research firm founded by a former journalist named Glenn Simpson. The Washington Free Beacon, unrelated to what we're about to discuss, hired the Fusion GPS firm to do opposition research on Donald Trump, and it didn't last very long, that relationship. Then the Democratic National Committee, and Hillary Clinton, her campaign, hired Fusion GPS to do their own opposition research on Donald Trump, and Fusion GPS went and hired an ex-British spy named Christopher Steele to compile what became the anti-Trump dossier. It's a compendium of what the FBI director at the time, James Comey, later called salacious and unverified allegations against Mr. Trump and people who were part of his campaign. All of this took place last year. Fusion GPS eventually gave that dossier of unverified salacious things about Donald Trump and his associates to the FBI. The stories that I've broken with Fox News and my Fox News colleague Jake Gibson over the past 10 days or so established that we already knew that they gave the dossier to the FBI. What the House Intelligence Committee has been trying to do is see whether that dossier was used by the FBI and the Department of Justice to obtain foreign intelligence surveillance on a Trump campaign associate. In short, was a Democratic-funded opposition research effort the basis for surveillance on the opposing campaign, the members of the Trump campaign? We've established just over the past week at Fox News that a top DOJ official was meeting secretly with Mr. Simpson and Mr. Steele of Fusion GPS. He was demoted from his top-line duties by the Department of Justice on the day that we reported this.
Now, I want to verify, this is the name of this official is Bruce G. Orr.
Yes, O-H-R.
O-H-R.
And that was pretty stunning, and we were the only major news media to report on Mr. Orr's demotion. The Department of Justice basically told us that Mr. Orr had withheld from his superiors his secret meetings. This is someone on the level of, like, the number four level Department of Justice official, that he had withheld from his superiors his meetings with the people of Fusion GPS who created that dossier.
Well, this is obviously...
And then
this
week,
James,
Fox News reported that Mr. Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, an academic who specializes on the subject of Russia, had actually been working at Fusion GPS through the summer and fall of 2016. That led to cries for a new special counsel by President Trump's lawyers yesterday, something that the Attorney General, when he was asked about yesterday, did not immediately rule out. So that it's a bit complicated, but that's the history, and that's where Fox News has brought the story just this week.
So there's a lot here, especially as it relates to the Orr family and the Justice Department. Just to kind of break this down, you've got a situation where Bruce Orr, who was a pretty high-ranking official. Did you say Deputy Assistant Attorney General?
He was the Associate Deputy Attorney General.
Okay.
His office was four doors down the hall from the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
And so he was withholding information from his own superiors related to the nation's most watched investigation up until the point that Fox News breaks the news, and that's how the Justice Department finds out about this?
Well, that's what they claim. Originally, they could only tell us when we started making inquiries about Bruce Orr and his connections to the Fusion GPS crowd that he had been removed from that job. He held two jobs at that time, and he still holds the second job now, which is not an inconsequential one. He's the director of something called the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. It's an agency with a huge budget. But we were only told Mr. Orr has been demoted from his top-line Associate Deputy Attorney General position. Why? We don't know. We can't say yet. Okay. Eventually, the Department of Justice told us that Mr. Orr had been demoted because why? Wearing two hats the way he was is unusual. And then eventually, the Department of Justice confirmed to us that the reason Mr. Orr had been demoted from his top-line duties was because he had withheld from his superiors his meetings with the Fusion GPS individuals. And it was after all of that that Fox News then broke the story that, in fact, Mrs. Orr had been working for Fusion GPS through a large part of the campaign period in 2016. We're not done with this.
So why was he meeting with Fusion GPS? Do we have any indication what the meetings were about, when they occurred, what came out of it?
The meetings with Glenn, between Christopher Steele and Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele being the former British spy who had compiled the dossier with input from Russian sources, with funding basically from the Clinton campaign and the DNC. The meetings between Orr and Christopher Steele are alleged to have taken place during the campaign. We don't have more definition than that. We do know that their relationship goes back over a decade because Mr. Steele was formerly an informant for the FBI on matters that would have perhaps fallen within Mr. Orr's purview in his drug enforcement hat that he was wearing. But the meeting with Glenn Simpson, who is the founder of Fusion GPS, the man that hired Chris Steele, that meeting between Simpson and Orr, we believe, took place about 2 weeks after the election. We don't have perfect visibility into what they discussed, but it's clear that the dossier was one of those.
And was it at the Justice Department or?
No, it was for a coffee nearby the Justice Department, is my understanding.
Okay, so, and also now you mentioned this news. I think this is seismic, the idea that his wife, Nellie Orr, at the same time is working for Fusion GPS. Ultimately, what that means is the Orr family is taking Hillary Clinton money. I mean, the Clintons were paying for campaign for Oppo research from Fusion GPS, which was paying Nellie Orr, which was ending up in their bank account.
Now, Chuck Ross at the Daily Caller, your colleague, has a story out today, I believe, reporting that in new court filings this week, Fusion GPS has confirmed hiring Nellie Orr to work on the Trump investigation that they were conducting. I haven't verified that myself, but that, again, why was Nellie Orr hired? All of the open source material that we could review showed a long history of publications on her part relating to academic subjects, mostly about Russian farming during the Stalin period, and she reviewed a number of books written by other academics that were specialists on various aspects of Stalin and the collectivization of Russian farms during that period. But if your colleague Chuck Ross at the Daily Caller is correct, she was indeed hired by Fusion GPS, and Fusion GPS has acknowledged in court papers that she was hired to work on the Russia investigation.
I reflexively trust Chuck Ross, so I'm going to go ahead and say that yes, that's true. And James, by the way, thank you very much for all of your reporting. There's so much more that we need to get to, and we will throughout the course of the show, but we've expended your time this morning. Thank you, James.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Nice to have you. Yeah, Fox News has just been all over this week, including getting those 10,000 text messages from the anti-Trump official on the Mueller team. We'll tell you more about that later this morning. It's 7:15 now, though. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, I know you're sitting in these delays trying to get to your destination this morning. It's a bit tough here. Pennsylvania Avenue, I've been talking about the delays, which were heavier than normal, heading up toward the signal light at Minnesota Avenue because of signal issues. And in that stop-and-go traffic, crash has occurred, and now they've stopped all traffic. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue at Branch Avenue Southeast, and you're diverted onto Branch Avenue. And we already had Branch Avenue North slow to that point because it was hard to get into those delays. So overall, you get the picture. Pennsylvania Avenue, not a good option. Suitland Parkway, though, is extremely heavy coming in from 5 around Fort Alabama Avenue. And East Capitol Street, I'm checking that out for you. That seems pretty decent, but that's a long workaround farther north to avoid Pennsylvania Avenue's diversion. Now, getting into town, and on 50 BW Parkway, slow through Chevrolet, Riverdale, now to 295, and inbound New York Avenue to Bladensburg Road. Virginia, the crash north on 95 prior to the Beltway near the Franconia Springfield Parkway cleared out of the travel lanes, but residual delays, major, continue. And on the Virginia Beltway, Interloop, north of Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, the crash right near the George Washington Parkway. It looks like they're trying to confine it all to that left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the very cold WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's partly cloudy today. Windy during the morning and a high of 37 degrees. Tonight, considerable cloudiness. A few flurries or snow showers are possible. Low of 32. And tomorrow, there'll be partly cloudy skies with a high of 41. Currently at Reagan National, a breezy 23 degrees, 7:17 on WMAL.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
All right, that was so fascinating talking to James Rosen about the fact that you had two Justice Department officials, one Justice Department official and his wife, who are very compromised on this Fusion GPS question, and the creation of that Trump dossier. I'm eagerly awaiting more reporting on that subject as it comes out from both people like James Rosen and Chuck Ross at the Daily Caller. Also, there's this. Fox News obtained the 10,000 text messages between that ex-Mueller team member, Peter Strzok, and his mistress, who also worked in the government, calling the president of the United States a loathsome human and an idiot. Okay? These 10,000 text messages, a guy who's actually tasked with investigating the president of the United States, a guy who was present for all of the Hillary investigation, a guy who was credited with changing Hillary's, the status of James Comey's statement from what was a gross negligence to extremely careless. This guy who's been instrumental in literally all of these investigations was a pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, wild man. And we're just finally starting to get a taste of all of these 10,000 text messages. They were sent during the 2016 campaign. They contain a bunch of discussions about various candidates. On March 2nd, Strzok texted Page, his fiance, that someone asked him who he'd vote for and guessed John Kasich. Page, the mistress, responds, "Seriously? Would you not vote Democrat?" Strzok responds, "I don't know. I suppose Hillary." I would vote Democrat, Page responded. 2 days later, this is all according to the Fox News report, Page texted Strzok, "God, Trump is a loathsome human. Yet he may win," said Strzok. "Good for Hillary." Later the same day, Strzok texted Page, "Oh my God, Trump's an idiot. He's awful," Page responded. "America will get what the voting public deserves," replied Strzok. And then Strzok texted Page, later that same day, "Okay, I may vote for Trump." "What?" answered Page. "Poor Kasich, he's the only sensible man up there." So it's kind of weird, all of these text messages. But the concept here is that they present a case that there's animus here from an investigator towards Trump and for and some, you know, love for Hillary that would be worrisome to any sort of defense attorney who's like, wait a second, the guy who's prosecuting this case against my client hates my client and is saying this to people, you know, that he's talking to, his mistress here?
Yeah, look, I think it's hugely embarrassing, obviously, for these individuals to have your text messages public and published, and especially, you know, professionally, it's compromising. I'm sort of two minds, to be honest, though. I mean, why can't he have personal opinions about politics in the way anybody else does? And you know, if he were investigating, let's say, a child molester or a murderer, could he not refer to him as a scumbag or loathsome? Obviously, you know, I'm not suggesting President Trump is, but I think he is allowed to have some personal opinions, even if he is allowed to hold negative opinions of the person that he's investigating. I think just in terms of law enforcement officers are allowed to do those things in general. This is different. He had a personal relationship with a lawyer in here, which appears to be outside his marriage. This is like far more complicated and, again, hugely embarrassing.
And also, he's been at the center of every consequential investigation.
Yeah, it is. He is the Forrest Gump of this whole Trump presidency, right? He is like somehow in the middle of everything that's going on.
Right. And again, why are we only finding out about this in December of 2017? And so he's been removed from the Mueller team as a result. Because they wanted to avoid the appearance of impropriety here, which is strong. There is an improper appearance. He was present during the FBI's July 2016 interview with Hillary Clinton. So he was in the room as they interviewed her. Also present for interviews with people I believe Cheryl Mills and other Clinton associates who have believed to have been made false statements, things that ended up not being true. Yet who's being held accountable for that? Trump officials. Trump officials are being charged by Mueller's team for false statements. So, and to include the latest being Mike Flynn. So this is kind of an amazing thing to watch. And you've got a situation where Peter Strzok is not only the appearance of impropriety, but it is the basis by which there are now calls for another special counsel to investigate all of this, to include what James Rosen just talked about with us, that Fusion GPS was closely tied in with the FBI to the point that the Justice Department official's wife was actually working for Fusion GPS. And then on Mueller's team, you have people compromised because they're just so politically involved. And I didn't even mention Andrew Weissman, the other attorney who was present, who went to Hillary Clinton's victory party.
That, to me, is worse, actually. He is a high-ranking official. He was heavily involved in all these investigations as well. Yeah, of course he can have his own political views. He's a citizen. He can vote for whoever he wants. He can have his views for whoever he wants. But to go to an election night party for Hillary Clinton that to me crosses the line where you are, you are getting involved in activism. That is not just having your own personal political views. I'm a little, you know, maybe I'm a squish on this. I don't know. I think somebody should be able to have a private political view. It's embarrassing, obviously, in this context.
Right. And
this alone, I don't think. But again, as you're pointing out, there's a lot of things going on, all showing.
And those views are also allowed to inform our judgment of whether or not we think this is a fair investigation.
Definitely.
7:23 here on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, update now sponsored by Shop Back. We have a lot going on, some of our hot spots around the region. In addition to the rush hour, Virginia Beltway trying to get up toward the Legion Bridge. The Interloop near the George Washington Parkway crash along the left side. I'm also looking at unusual backups continuing from the toll road onto the connector road to get onto 123. Crews in that stretch saying they didn't find anything, but yep, a little bit of unusual delay there. On 95, the accident, northbound 95, Virginia, near the Franconia Springfield Parkway. It's been cleared for a little over 25 minutes, but the major delays continue out of Dale City trying to make the recovery. Into town, this is where we have major problems continuing, Pennsylvania Avenue. And we had delays heading up to the signal light inbound to Pennsylvania, Minnesota, with the short timing there, but then the crash and the backups. Pennsylvania Branch Avenue, still a lot going on there under police direction. Branch Avenue jam trying to get up to that stretch as well. Looking at East Capitol Street, I know it's much farther north, but that works coming into town, Suitland Parkway, quite heavy. You have a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Well, hurry down to Lowe's and pick up your Shop Vac brand wet dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology starting just $79. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in, factor in the wind, and it's a chilly start. Cold finish today, 37 with gusty winds out of the west. Round of flurries or snow showers tonight, 32. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 23 degrees, 7:26 on WMAL.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
It's called MediShare, and it's affordable, biblical healthcare. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, ask the people who are already members, like the Badger family. It's a big family, by the way.
We have 7 boys, 3 girls. We live out in the country. We homeschool.
And they thank God for MediShare, especially after one of their babies was born with spina bifida, and the total bill was about $250,000. MediShare members met the entire need and sent them cards and letters letting them know they're praying for them.
MediShare is, I mean, we love it. With myself being self-employed, owning my own business, MediShare was a great option as far as affordability. With MediShare, as far as like all of our stuff, it's always come through.
Yeah, more and more people are doing this, and you can see why. Hundreds of thousands of Christian believers sharing, and that is a beautiful thing. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Larry O'Connor here, and why don't you do what I did this holiday season and give yourself the gift of sight from Witten Laser Eye. What better time with big savings for many patients, as you may be able to save up to 30% by using the tax-free dollars in your health savings accounts. Dr. Mark Witten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's wittenlasereye.com. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
All right, that wild tweet. President Trump put out a tweet yesterday against Kirsten Gillibrand, and of course, the Democrats reacted with the requisite overreaction. We'll share it with you. 7:30, WMAL News is now.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Alabama is sending Democrat Doug Jones to the U.S. Senate.
Doug Jones pulled off what a Democrat hasn't been able to do for decades in Alabama.
I think that I have been waiting all my life, and now I just don't know what the hell to say.
Claiming a victory in the special election for U.S. Senate to fill the vacancy left by Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Tonight is a night for rejoicing. As Dr. King liked to quote, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
In Montgomery, Alabama, I'm Natasha Chen.
Virginia election officials gathered today to begin the first of 4 recounts in close Virginia House of Delegates races from last month. They'll be recounting the votes in the 40th House District, says General Registrar Fairfax County Cameron Sasnett.
We have our absentee ballots that have to be counted, and that's a significant number. You know, the largest precinct in entirety of Virginia is Fairfax County's absentee precinct when it's reported.
In that 40th District race, incumbent Tim Hugo outpolled Democrat Dante Tanner by 106 votes. Gunshots last night at dinner time outside a McDonald's restaurant in Germantown. 2 men were shot and wounded as some of the bullets went through the glass of that restaurant on Gunners Branch Road. Police may be looking for 2 suspects in the incident. Montgomery County may file lawsuits against opioid manufacturers. County Executive Ike Leggett says one aim of such legal action would be to recover some of the costs the county bears in responding to opioid overdoses, but also, he says,
I think it is equally important not only to try to recover the damages monetarily, but to cease and desist much of the marketing kinds of activities that are ongoing, because that's more important.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,505. The NASDAQ at 68,62. Sports, Braden Holtby racks up 25 saves as the Caps beat the Avalanche. The Wizards rally but fall short, losing to Brooklyn. College basketball, a win for Maryland, a loss for George Mason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It pays to know smart people. Do you know an innovative IT professional who wants to make the world healthier, safer, and more efficient? Visit Leidos.com/refer and send in their resume. If they get the job, you get $2,000. That's Leidos.com/refer.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pennsylvania Avenue commuters were jammed this morning, crash, but now it looks like they're allowing one lane to get by. That's really not going to help us much get rid of any of these delays. Backups continue, but again, some progress. In on Pennsylvania Avenue at Branch Avenue for the accident on Branch Avenue northbound, trying to get up to that intersection. You also only had one lane to get you by as well. If you're going for the Suitland Parkway, also expect that to be heavier than normal near Silver Hill Road to get you toward Stanton Road. 295. Once you make it there, here we go, northbound. A little bit of volume off the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab and again near the Suitland Parkway to get you onto the freeway. So if you're coming off the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where crews were focused on the crash there. Now, top side of the Maryland Beltway, solid lineup, College Park to Silver Spring. Other heaviest stretch of the Maryland Beltway will be to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. And hang on, Virginia, out of Tysons toward the Legion Bridge, stop and go. The crash you really need to watch for right near the George Washington Parkway. Still crowds that left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quick moving system may bring some light snow or flurries tonight. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds today. Fairly windy and cold, 37 degrees, and maybe a light dusting of snow during the nighttime hours tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 20 in Vienna, 22 in Waldorf, 23 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up shortly here, Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega is going to join us, talk about an interesting piece of legislation in Maryland that she's supporting. And then at 8:05, we're going to be talking to Byron York from the Washington Examiner on a busy news day about that Alabama special election last night. Doug Jones winning, beating Roy Moore, Democrat winning in Alabama. Wild stuff all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnaise sitting alongside Daniel Halper, who's a contributing editor for the Washington Free Beacon, in for the vacation. And Mary Walter. Daniel, thank you very much. Good morning.
This is my own vacation. It's great to be here.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's talk about a tweet from yesterday from the President of the United States that caught a whole lot of attention and some bizarre reaction. I don't know if you were watching this, but I felt like I was living in opposite land, where like everybody's reaction to this tweet was literally the exact opposite of mine. And this belief that somehow the President of the United States had tweeted something about sexual impropriety at the New York State Senator, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Because here's the tweet, all right? Let me read this to you, and you just measure it for whether or not you think there's anything sexual in nature about it, okay? Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Very disloyal and to Bill and crooked, used. Now, the thing that got everybody hot and bothered was that he said that she would do anything for campaign contributions. But the assumption that that has something to do with trading sex for campaign contributions, that is the furthest leap. That's a huge leap, I would say, in order to get to that. Yet that's exactly where Democrats broadly and the press was yesterday. In fact, Kirsten Gillibrand, in Cut 29 here, was referred to this, responded on TV by calling it sexist. Listen to her say this.
Were you offended by the apparent insinuations in the president's tweets this morning?
It was a sexist smear attempting to silence my voice. And I will not be silenced on this issue. Neither will the women who stood up to the president yesterday. And neither will the millions of women who have been marching since the Women's March to stand up against policies they do not agree with.
She's referring to women yesterday. Part of that is that there were several accusers yesterday who sort of did a media tour going after Trump. And Kirsten Gillibrand called for the president to resign.
Well, that's what's crazy about this, right? It doesn't just come out of nowhere. Trump is actually responding to Gillibrand, who calls for his resignation. Apparently, she's allowed to call for his resignation, and he's not allowed to tweet anything in return. One person who did sexualize it, Senator Elizabeth Warren, another 2020 Democratic probable, she tweeted, "Are you really trying to bully, intimidate, and..." Pardon my language, but this is in the tweet. And slut shame, Senator Gillibrand. Do you know who you're picking a fight with? Good luck with that, real Donald Trump. Nevertheless, hashtag she persisted. I mean, who? She's the one what is she calling her colleague, Senator right. Gillibrand, right there, when she's saying that she was slut-shaming. That's a very weird turn of phrase.
Right, which by definition means referring to, like, judging somebody for their sexual proclivities.
And she's saying, no, she can have whatever sexual proclivity yeah. she wants to have, and you can't judge her.
It makes
even though President Trump did not indicate any sort of sexual thing, in my opinion.
Right, and in mine. I don't even think this is a subjective question. I think it's objective. He didn't say that. What happened, though, was there was this broad assumption. People just assumed the worst-case scenario out of Trump all day yesterday. Amazing stuff. And this animated some questions in the White House press briefing. Cut 30. This is April Ryan now asking whether or not the White House is going to apologize for the tweet. Listen.
April,
is Gillibrand owed an apology for the misunderstanding of the president's tweet this morning? Because many, including the senator, thinks that it's about sexual innuendos.
I think only if your mind is in the gutter would you have read it that way. And so, no, Hunter.
No, it's not. What he said was open, and it was not mind in the gutter.
He's obviously talking about political partisan games that people often play and the broken system that he's talked about repeatedly. This isn't new. This isn't a new sentiment. This isn't new terminology. He's used it several times before. As I said a few minutes ago, he's used it several times before, referencing men of both parties, in fact.
And she's right. I mean, saying that somebody would do anything, that's been something that he's tweeted several times. You can just go check the text record on this about men many times before.
But it's not even a real question. Whenever you ask this White House, do you think the president should apologize? The answer is always no. April Ryan knows that they're going to say no. The fact that she's asking it the way she's asking it, it's just the show. The whole press briefing every single day.
When did you stop beating your wife?
Yeah, it's a show, and it's fine. I mean, you know what? She can do whatever she wants. Like, you know, she has the microphone. That's her time. But it's not real. It's not serious. Well, it's all a joke.
That concluded another episode of the White House Press Briefing. 7:43 now on WMAL.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-928-EXIT. That's 844-928-EXIT. Or visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
You know, there's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are a lot of reasons to trust Frank. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate definitely translates to real results for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. So, true to form, Frank delivered them a real offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over their asking price. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon. Or Frank will buy it himself. Guaranteed. And you don't make guarantees like that unless you sell a lot of homes. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say, I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home now. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, 2-for-1, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
All right, it's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go Silver Spring area, Randolph Road, over near Wheaton High School. We have a water main break, Randolph Road, just off of Connecticut Avenue. So crews trying to assess the situation. It's cold. We have running water, so be cautious in that area. I'll let you know if they stop traffic. But for now, you're getting by, and that's Randolph Road off Connecticut Avenue. Now, let's go southbound out of Burtonsville on 29. Crash southbound as you come up toward Greencastle Road. But your fire and rescue is still responding there. 95, it's normal volume. Calverton heading down to each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Heading into town, Pennsylvania Avenue. Man, it's jammed. Still dealing with a crash. Several cars were involved in this. Pennsylvania Avenue. Everyone had been detoured onto Branch, but now they're allowing one lane to get by. Branch Avenue jammed as well. Suitland Parkway taking the bailout traffic, and that's jammed too. So really need to plan ahead and plan for that extra time. Again, Pennsylvania Avenue, Suitland Parkway really hitting the crunch there. On the 11th Street Bridge, the volume still to get you past the 3rd Street Tunnel toward the 14th Street Bridge. Had the crash that was along the way before the tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Factor in the wind, and it's a chilly start. Cold finish today, 37 with gusty winds out of the west. Threat of flurries or snow showers tonight, 32. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees, 7:47 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, We've got an interesting piece of legislation in the state of Maryland we'd like to talk about with you real quick. And joining us to tell us about it is Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega. She's with the Maryland House of Delegates, the minority whip there. Delegate Shalega, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Really glad to have you. So tell us in brief what this is about. This involves allowing church members to carry a gun if the church gives them permission.
Sure. So you think about a church, of course, just looking back at what happened in Texas and that horrible shooting and madman that killed those folks in church, and go to Charleston, you can see that churches are a place where people are vulnerable. Of course, when you think about actually when you're in church, your back is to the door, you're facing the front, you don't know who's coming in. And so in order to help churches protect, and we're talking mosque, synagogue, church, any place of worship, to protect their parishioners, a pastor or a pastoral board or church governing board will, once my bill passes, be able to allow law-abiding private citizens who want to and can carry a firearm in church to do so.
Do you have support in the House of Delegates to get a bill like this passed?
I'm working with Sheriff Jeff Gaylor from Harford County. He brought the bill to Senator Wayne Norman and myself in response to some pastors that had reached out to him. So right now we're working on building support. I think it may need to be a county-by-county thing because, think about rural counties in southern Maryland where they don't have a big law enforcement team. It could take 15, 20 minutes for someone to get to an incident like what happened in Texas.
And this would require you to have the written permission of the congregation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, you can't get a handgun today without an HQL, so you have to, have some training before you can even have a handgun today. And then the pastoral board or pastor, whomever the governing body is, would say, yes, we want to participate in this program, or no, we don't. And then at that point, they can determine who would be someone that would be able to protect their church body.
So in effect, this would allow the church to sort of deputize somebody to be kind of almost like an air marshal to be in the church environment with them and be have a gun.
I love the way you said that. Absolutely. And, there are churches today where in my church, I have a number of law enforcement officers that are church members. And I think they probably have a firearm with them when they're in church, not in duty uniform, but on their off day on a Sunday.
Right.
And they obviously can carry a concealed carry weapon because they're law enforcement. They have all the permits. So anyone in the congregation that currently has a carry permit can do that. But as
gotcha.
You know, in Maryland, it's so difficult to get a carry permit.
That's true.
And we let people have a carry permit if they're carrying money. We think that being able to protect people is more important than money.
All right, Maryland Delegate Kathy Shalega, thank you very much for sharing this update with us this morning. We'll keep tracking this as your legislation moves along.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. 7:51 now on WMAL.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-900-6177. That's 800-900-6177. 800-900-6177. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
All right, 7:53 now, time to check in on your money. Let's talk to Kate Rogers at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. Futures are mixed, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street. The Dow is coming off a record high. Republicans are hoping to get corporate tax cuts passed as soon as possible, as their 52-seat Senate majority may soon drop to 51, with Democrat Doug Jones the predicted winner in the Alabama special election. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce an interest rate increase this afternoon. It would be the third increase this year, pushing up what you'll pay on credit card balances and adjustable rate loans. Insurance companies are headed toward a record year of losses. The Wall Street Journal says raging Southern California wildfires are costly after hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and two Mexican earthquakes. And Google is out with the list of top trending searches of the year, topped by Hurricane Irma. That was followed by Matt Lauer, Tom Petty, the Super Bowl, and the Las Vegas shooting. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits, while you relax through it all with sedation. You sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth, so avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 to wrap it up. Crash gone. Now northbound 95 as you come up to the Franconia Springfield Parkway. Nothing left there. However, Dale City toward Lorton and Newington still heavy on the brakes. Now that you can get by all that, 395 bogged down through Landmark, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Toll Road commuters, heaviest stretch right now merging onto the Beltway. That's where we had the crash. Eastbound Toll Road before you get to the Beltway exit. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue, the crash in the delay at Branch Avenue under police direction. Only had one lane getting by still at last check. Suitland Parkway, Branch Avenue, both jammed as well. Southeast Southwest Freeway, especially heavy coming off the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. They were doing crash cleanup there. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quick moving system may bring some light snow or flurries tonight. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds today. Fairly windy and cold, 37 degrees, and maybe a light dusting of snow during the nighttime hours tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 23 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Now anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
iCarpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
All right, coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, more Daniel Halper. I know you love that. And then we got Byron York from the Washington Examiner joining us. And then we'll be talking to you about that Alabama special election, getting your reaction to the results as a Democrat takes what was once a reliable Republican Senate seat. Amazing stuff overnight. It's 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Alabama voters have spoken. But Republican Roy Moore is vowing that the special Senate election is not over.
Though the Alabama Republican Party has declared a Doug Jones victory, multiple news outlets have declared a Doug Jones victory. Doug Jones has given a victory speech, and the President Donald Trump has congratulated him on his win. Roy Moore is refusing to concede this election. We heard from his campaign chairman, Bill Armistead, who was citing an Alabama law that requires a recount if the margin of victory is within half of a percentage point. Even though it was showing Doug Jones up much higher than that at the time that they said that. But Moore told his supporters to go home and sleep on it. But at this point, it just seems like it's a matter of time before he concedes.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. House and Senate negotiators are said to be very close to a deal on tax reform, and President Trump's ready to sign it.
The president will make his closing argument with a statement at the White House amid Christmas decorations. His wish is to have the tax reform bill on his desk before Christmas Day. While the election of Doug Jones to the Senate from Alabama had nothing really to do with tax reform, it is a new factor in the push. Since Jones won't take the seat until next month, look for the House and Senate negotiators working on one final bill, Senate GOP leaders, and Mr. Trump to press for speedy work. And look for Democrats to try to stall as much as possible to push the vote into the new year. Bob Costantini, Washington.
As it stands right now, Republican Tim Hugo is the winner of the 40th District House race in Virginia. But a recount begins today because Hugo's margin of victory was just 106 votes. Cameron Sasnett is General Registrar of Fairfax County.
If there's a change in the winner, they'll order the state board to direct the new winner to be declared the new winner. and to rescind the certificate of election for the current winner.
Today's is the first of four recounts in close Virginia House races. The outcomes of those recounts will determine which party controls the House of Delegates. Two men were shot last night around dinner time outside a McDonald's restaurant in Germantown. Gunfire shattered a window at the restaurant on Gunners Branch Road. The two wounded men took shelter inside the restaurant. The gunman took off. VDOT says I-66 drivers are starting to change their habits as they settle into the new reality of tolling for single drivers inside the Beltway.
We actually saw that our percent of carpooled vehicles rose steadily through the week.
Says Michelle Holland at VDOT, indicating people are starting to get used to the new system on 66.
Traffic has been able to move at highway speed rather than being in stop-and-go traffic.
The average toll for single drivers last week was $14.28, she says, far from the eye-popping $30 or $40 amounts. In fact, only a few dozen cars ended up paying that.
There was never more than 46 vehicles total that paid the highest toll price during the peak travel times in the morning.
And she says there hasn't been a big impact on surface roads either. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County leaders are taking a new tack in the fight against opioid abuse. They're considering lawsuits